Well, dear friends, in Christ's grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Lean into the table, folks. You're invited to eat and to drink. Lean into the table. Oh, those other things that pull at you from day to day? Well, eat. Be fed. Oh, my brains are smelly. They really are. My brains are smelly. And I'm trying to figure out how to treat them. And I've been searching the web, and I've been looking for a great drain cleaner. And an enzymatic product that I ordered from Amazon was supposed to arrive yesterday. And it didn't. So now, I can't stand the smell coming from my brain. Maybe I need to go to Home Depot to see if they have any vile thing there. Oh, in my lawn. Oh, you should see the tall grass. Oh, you should see the tall grass that I came home to. Sam said he would mow it. Yeah. He's 19. I had to mow it twice yesterday, pretty much, just to get through. Yeah, it was higher than it has ever been. If anybody needs some hay, come on over. I think I'll be dropping the blades a bit and mowing again, maybe today or tomorrow. And don't get me started on those bare patches under the trees. I still need to seed them, and I need to water it, and oh, there's so much down in those trees. Let me tell you about the trees. I've cut down quite a few, but there's still a lot more that needs to go. I wonder if I should buy a bigger chainsaw. Every guy, wouldn't you say every guy needs a big chainsaw? Well, thank you for the permission. Need to rip through the wood, right?
DJ, oh my gosh, your sermon, don't get distracted.
Oh yeah, my sermon. You're right, I got a little distracted. Just a little bit. Lean into the table, folks. That's my sermon. You're invited to eat at the table of the Lord. And Jesus said, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. I guess the news wasn't all that shocking. I mean, the family had told us just the day before that he was dying. 3 decades a senator, the son and grandson of Navy admirals, an honored war veteran. Wow, he was a maverick in politics, and I admired him, a hero with convictions, and yet able to work across the aisle. Don't we need politicians like that? And then there's the mess of Manafort. Oh, and don't get me started on the Mueller probe. You with me? Don't get me started. Why, I could go on and on. What a mess of other behaviors, lies, and politics. Who knew politicians could lie?
Look, DJ, you're doing it again. Tell us about abiding in Jesus.
Oh, abiding in Jesus? It's so easy to get distracted. So easy. But that's what Jesus says. He says, abide in it. He invites us to lean into his table and to eat the bread that satisfies, the bread of life himself. And he calls us to abide in him, to remain in him, and to be centered upon him. Not to be distracted from his vision, his mission, God's will. Now believe me, there is a lot right now that can pull us away from living lives that are focused on Jesus. Am I right? We laid in bed the other night. Our first night in New Hampshire. And I read much of the 1,300-page report that was issued by the grand jury in Pennsylvania. It's been 20 years since I lived in Pennsylvania. And I knew the priests, many priests from the Erie Diocese. I knew their bishop. So I read the report just hours after it was released, and the bishop I knew, his name is in there, is one who was moving priests back to the parish. I grieved. I lay there and I grieved for the many victims, lives destroyed, trust betrayed, anguish and pain, and then I thought of all those faithful Catholic folk. They are the millions of people who share a grief that is deeper than the grief we know as we read it. Because for them, the priesthood is at the center of the church. The being of the priest is linked to the spiritual lives of all.
Is this still the sermon, PJ?
It's still the sermon, so you can say. So how do we make sense of these things? Here's how I do it. I lean on three key statements. Can you put them up for me, Rob? Three key statements. Number one, the world is not as God intends it to be. It is broken. It is messed up. It is full of what we call what? Say sin and you'll be right. It's what? And number two, through Jesus, God is making this world to be as God intends it to be. In other words, in the face of all the brokenness and all that is wrong, God is not indifferent. God goes to action. God steps forward and says, I'm going to do something. Through Jesus, his death, his resurrection. Number three, God gathers the church to be followers of Jesus who gather at the table. Followers of Jesus who are given the new life that God intends for the whole world. And we're called to become a community of faith that is centered on worship and growing and serving the world. And through the church, God intends to create communities where the new life of God is lived out in its best possible form. When God says, I'm going to work on creating the world to be as I intend it to be, God raises up the church, brings you into being. And God will not stop working in this world until this whole world is as God intends it to be. And because God has raised you up to be the church, the living place of God's new life, we have to hear Joshua today. So Joshua's call to the people during a pivotal time in their lives is the call that comes to us all the time. In the midst of very distracting and confusing times, he says, choose this day whom you shall serve. And then he bids us to echo his words. As for me and my house, we shall serve whom? The Lord. Serve the Lord. And then there's Jesus, who says, those who eat of my body and drink of my blood abide in me, and I in them. So I say to you, lean into the table, eat, drink, abide in me, Jesus says, and I will abide in you.
So, is this the part where you pull it all together?
I think it's time to pull it all together, don't you folks? The world and all that is wrong in it is pulling at us all the time. All the time. And it distracts us. The world and all that is wrong in it calls us to pin our hopes on people and movements that are most often self-serving and too often corrupt. I don't care which side of the aisle I'm talking about here. Right? When life and pain bring disappointment, the world says to us all along, walk away from Jesus. will say, who cares? Jesus says, pull up a chair, belly up to the table, lean in and eat. Take me in, let me fill you. You who eat and drink, abide in me, and I will be in you. Don't be distracted. Don't put your trust in leaders who will fail you. When pain and disappointment nips at you, find your life, your being, your meaning, and your hope in me. Let me be at the center. Choose this day whom you will serve, Joshua said. I say to you, be followers of Jesus who are gathered at the table, worshiping, serving, growing. And when the mess of this world pulls at you, do not be distracted or misled. God intends to make this world as God wants it to be. God will not and does not leave it as it is. God will bring an end to all corruption, distraction, pain, and sorrow. God is rebuilding the world as God intends it to be, a place of peace, where love is lived fully, where justice prospers for all, where no one is hungry, where there is no war, where we no longer need to be afraid as we walk down the street, no longer being worried about whether cancer will claim our lives. God intends to make it right, and only God can accomplish this fully and completely. So in our time of confusion, the words of Simon Peter must be ours. Lord, to whom can we go in these confusing times? You, and you alone, have the words of eternal life.
PJ, I think I get it. Is this the word of the Lord?
I don't know, should I ask them? The word of the Lord?